Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Put them together. Friday is here. The weekend is here. And it is a tremendously busy Friday in the sports landscape. Typically, or a lot of times, late July, not much happening. Kind of sleepy time in the sports calendar. Final weekend of July into August when it really picks up. But that is not the case this morning. We've got a ton with baseball trades and basketball trades, NBA draft. Soccer at the Q2 Stadium last night was hopping with the U.S. men's national team, plus obviously the overlapping story, the college football landscape changing dramatically this week with the fourth step completed yesterday. The final step will be completed about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock this morning here in Austin, and we'll get you details on that. But fun times. There's a lot of good stuff going on.
And no players were drafted from Abilene Christian yesterday, right? None?
None.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Longhorns had three.
Okay.
Three players drafted. Speaking of players drafted in basketball, your New York Yankees are building a basketball team. I don't know if they're building a baseball team, but a basketball. That's the biggest damn team I've ever seen.
I need a couple 5'9 pitchers. That's what I need, actually. They can fire the ball, get it over the plate.
I didn't even mention Aroldis Chapman. You know, you see the Yankees come off the bus.
That's true. That is a big team.
Football team.
That is a big team.
I mean, they're gonna put a starting outfield out there this weekend with Joey Gallo at 6'5 and 240. We know that Aaron Judge is 6'7 and 280. Giancarlo Stanton, 6'6", 255. I mean, these are like tight ends. And now you've added Anthony Rizzo, who's a big dude.
Joey big at Gallo. First base. You run down the line with that big dude.
DJ LeMahieu's a big dude who leads off for them. He's like 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest dang team. Because I was at Wrigley Field last Friday, as a matter of fact, 1 week ago, watching the Cubs play the Diamondbacks. And it was just, I mean, the Cubs are a big team. I mean, the Cubs with Chris Bryant and, Anthony Rizzo at the time. And you go up and down their order, and the dang Diamondbacks are the tiniest little group of all players. You're like, who are these? Look at these little mighty mites.
I know.
You're all little dudes. But
players, big payroll.
Huge payroll. And the Dodgers are the same now. And, boy, Max Scherzer, what a game changer that can be for L.A. Houston has quietly bolstered their bullpen this week, I think. So the sprint to the baseball playoffs will be a fun one here.
San Diego do nothing? Did they just kind of?
They acquired a pitcher this morning. Yeah, they thought they had landed Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
And this is what a good GM. The GM, speaking of Rizzo, Mike Rizzo in Washington did a great job because he got the word out that it looked like the Padres are about to acquire, Max Scherzer, which means, he went back to the Dodgers and says, look, guys, we're about to do this.
You better make a move.
We're about to go here.
We want your farm.
Not only are you not going to get him, your division rival, the Padres, are about to get him. And that sweetened the pot. And the Dodgers gave up a haul of young prospects. Whereas the Rangers didn't get any of the Yankees' top 13 prospects for Joey Gallo. The Dodgers gave up their top pitching prospect, who's seen as a can't-miss guy. They gave up a top-flight catching prospect in this move. So Rizzo in Washington did a great job stocking the farm for the future. And obviously, trading a Max Scherzer and a Trey Turner is a little bit different than just trading Joey Gallo when it comes time for prospects coming back. But, that's going on top of the NBA draft and the NBA trades and conference realignment. Let's get to the headlines. Top Gun, Lawn and Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And, college football, the historic day yesterday for the Texas Longhorns and Oklahoma Sooners, and certainly a monumental day for the landscape of college athletics when the 14 current presidents of the Southeastern Conference gathered on a video conference and voted to unanimously admit Texas and Oklahoma as the 15th and 16th members of that conference. It will be effective legally 2025, but the swift and stunning week of change will culminate this morning when both Texas and Oklahoma hold separate Board of Regents meetings scheduled for 9 o'clock in both cases, where they expected to ratify the move. 2021 NBA draft in the books, as expected. No surprises at the top. Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State, the Metroplex star, do-it-all guard. He goes number one to Detroit. Houston picked G League star Jalen Green. Cleveland went with the USC's Evan Mobley. Spurs select Alabama shooting guard Joshua Primo with the 12th pick. Three Longhorns picked last night, as we mentioned. Kai Jones, also Greg Brown with the 43rd pick. He's going to end up in Portland. And the Knicks took Jericho Sims at pick 58. Blockbuster trade completed just before the draft last night. Lakers have agreed to acquire Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards for three players, Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and they gave up the 22nd pick in last night's draft, third new home in 3 years for the 33-year-old Westbrook. Baseball trades, we just went through those. A dizzying day of trades. We'll get you more on those trades coming up. International soccer match last night. Packed house at Q2 to see the United States men's national team beat Qatar 1-0. They advanced to the Gold Cup final with that victory. It was a goal in the 85th minute last night to earn the victory. They advanced to face Mexico in the final in Las Vegas on Sunday.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come to Top Gun and buy or rent the equipment you need for your construction and lawn projects, and you could win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila or Blanton's whiskey.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Eat as Greg Brown now go directly to Portland, sit on the bench for a while, learn the game, or do they put him in a G League or Ignite? How does that work for a guy that's that, you know, pick 22 and was expected to be a high first round
pick? 43.
43. Yeah. I mean, how does that work? Is that you've already made the team, you just go in and battle it out while you're there, or do you just go to a different league and work your way to there until they say, yeah, you need to come up to sit on the bench even?
Well, this is a good situation for Greg, in my opinion. I think he needed to go to a place where he can learn from guys who have been in the league a long time and have played at the high level for a long time, like a Dame Lillard. And when you're a second-round pick, most likely you're going to play a lot of G League ball,
okay,
which is fine. But, you know, I think with the Portland Trail Blazers, he was their only selection. So, you know, they like him a lot if they moved up to get him. And
so he's going to be on that bench. He's not probably playing G League. If that's their only guy, he's probably going to sit on that bench and be there with the rest of those guys and work his way in with practice and everything else, right?
Well, there's a lot Greg still needs to develop, like, in his game to be a good NBA player for years to come. So I think the G League is best for him at the start. But I think you'll see a little mix of G League and NBA depending on, you know, the Trailblazers roster. But
I just don't know enough about the G League. Do they call you up, send you back down? Do they call? It's like baseball.
Yeah, you
it's
go
just
back
like
and forth.
Minor league
you
baseball.
Go back and forth. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and that's what it needs to be, right? One of the great things about baseball for me and its setup is you don't step foot on a major league field until you've prepared yourself, right? You have to climb through four or five levels of minor league baseball to earn the right to play. NBA never had a really robust developmental league, so guys were sitting on benches and playing that have no business being there. You know, you got to go prove yourself. And you know, you can go back and forth, and that's a good thing. That G League can be great for Greg Brown because a guy like Dame Lillard was a high draft pick, but he was out of a smaller school and just worked his tail off to be a great player. If Greg Brown works his tail off, the talent is there to be a but that's what a minor league system is for.
Yeah, you just don't go there and sit on the bench and go to practice and get better that way. Okay.
No, you don't get better doing that, I don't think. You get better. Now, you can learn by example of how professionals handle their business and go about their
day. But you need to play a game. You need to be in games.
Correct. And that's what the G League provides, you know, against really good players. And the G League is full of really good players, too.
Certainly is now.
But, you know, it'll always be asked, could he have come back and played one more year for Chris Beard and, you know, developed
better that way? I don't know if he'd have made the team.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Well, that becomes the conversation. And Jericho Sims will be in the same conversation. Wanted to play this piece of audio because it happened last night in Tyler, Texas, East Texas. Kevin L. Tyfe is a name that Texas fans are quickly getting to know. He's pretty new to the scene. He's the chairman of the Board of Regents, has been since 2018. He was appointed to the Board of Regents by Governor Greg Abbott. He was a state senator from Tyler back in the day, and now he is the chairman of the Texas Board of Regents and a businessman by trade, but also a politician. Well, he was asked last night, he was given an award in Tyler, his hometown, a leadership award. I believe it was by the Tyler, Texas X's who were handing out this award last night for his leadership and his stewardship of the board. And he was asked, and now bear with the quality because this is just audio and there's crowd noise behind it. But here's Kevin L. Tyfe when asked about the criticism that Texas is receiving from, you know, the other schools in the state of Texas. You know, Texas has five Power Five schools, including TCU and Baylor and Texas Tech, that aren't happy. And, you know, it harkens back to when Texas A&M left the first time 10 years ago, and a lot of criticism for the Aggies that and a lot of people in the state capitol wanted to stop it. I wanted to prevent the Aggies from leaving because of the harm it was going to do. And here's Kevin L. Tyfe when asked about that last night, and he was in the state Senate 10 years ago when the A&M decision was made.
Well, you know, I'll say this about A&M. It's an interesting story. When A&M decided to go to SEC, three of my Senate colleagues asked me to go with them to College Station to talk to John Sharp at a region and to try to talk them out of going to going to the SEC. That was going to hurt Texas. You know, it's the same kind of thing we're hearing now. It hurt the state of Texas, and they shouldn't leave. And we had our meeting, and they were beating up on Chancellor Sharp in the region. And as we left the meeting, I stood up, and I went to John Sharp, and I said, look, John Sharp, you need to do what is in the best interest of Texas A&M. That's who you represent. If that means going to the SEC, as a state senator, I fully support you. I think maybe I should take my own advice.
All right, again.
See, that may have been confusing to you people, but when you have the ADD, I got it all.
Did you get that?
And the other conversations in the background with that, with the two ladies talking to each other.
So I'll try to translate. He said when this happened 10 years ago, there was a group of state senators that went to A&M essentially to try to talk the Aggies out of going to and talk about the economic ills and how it's going to hurt the other schools in the state. And Kevin Eltife said at that meeting he was in the minority because he went to John Sharp at the time and said, look, I will support you. I'm a Longhorn, and I don't love this, but at the same time, you represent Texas A&M. And if you think this is what's best for Texas A&M right now, then that's what you should do.
That's right.
And the last thing he said amid the crowd noise was that I think I should follow my own advice, which is what he's saying and what Jay Hartzell is saying. This is what's best for the University of Texas right now and into the future. And yes, it's going to be a problem for other schools in the state. That might lead to the demise of the Big 12. But at this point, Texas, if they want to compete at the highest levels of college athletics moving forward, can't be concerned about that. They've got to worry about what is best for Texas.
Yeah, right, the TV rights are about to be the demise of your conference, most likely anyway.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Because we've been through that through the week.
Right.
The Big 12 is making good money right now in their TV rights, but the idea that the next round of negotiations wouldn't have been as lucrative. Texas, and remember, I mean, Buck, listen, when Texas goes off to the SEC, I think beginning in 2022, there's already estimates that that's $1.3 billion in a total media rights package for the 16 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Buck, that's $80 million a year school, right? I mean, that's double what Texas and Oklahoma are making now. And, you know, that is the benefit. I mean, you're putting yourself on a different level as opposed to staying in the Big 12. So, yes, it's going to hurt some feelings. It is a divorce. It is a decision that leaves the other eight schools, you know, trying to find what's the best next step. But at the same time, Texas and Oklahoma are off. And really the change has come from Eltife and Jay Hartzell because Oklahoma's been looking to move for a while. And finally, Texas was on board with the idea, and that's what led to the speed. And remember, what started all this was the Big 12 trying to get Texas and Oklahoma to commit to five extra years on top of their current deal that expires in 2025 and commit through 2030. And the other eight members wanted to hold Texas and Oklahoma's feet to the fire on that.
Well, they didn't want to hold their feet to the fire. They were actually making it easy because they were offering them more than they weren't being the equal share partner any longer. They understood who was holding up the Big 12, and they said, hey, here's some extra money if you guys just stick around with us. Well, no, I don't think so.
Right.
Well, I'm not sticking around.
That really
you.
Came on Sunday, but right. When we were at Big 12 Media Days, those meetings were happening among the presidents.
Right.
About, hey, let's go ahead and unite around this contract. Let's expand it for five more years. But, you know, really this all started when ESPN was unwilling to renegotiate the deal ahead of time. And that really told Texas and Oklahoma where they stood on the big picture of the TV money. Because ESPN's like, no. We're not extending. We're not renegotiating this contract. And this is when Texas decided it's time to go. And now the rest of the Big 12 has to decide. Now, as I said earlier, Buck, I was told yesterday that the response from the other power conferences, Pac-12, ACC, Big Ten, towards any of the remaining eight teams in the Big 12 has been tepid at best, like lukewarm, like not really interested, which is, you know, the other eight schools, this is why Texas and Oklahoma wanted to leave, because there's not a lot of value that you bring from the other eight schools into the Pac-12 or the you know, Kansas is the one that could bring value, but their football program is such a mess, Buck. I mean, if it was even somewhat competitive, because of basketball, you could argue, but all the scandal that's gone on at Kansas,
right,
almost makes it untouchable right now, because we just had the Les Miles mess and Jeff Long and Bill Self and the basketball programmer in some hot water with the NCAA. You could consider Kansas, but man, all the baggage that it's coming with almost makes you think hands off. So and so with the remaining teams, if the other Power Three are not interested, that means you either add or fall into another conference is essentially the choices those other schools have. And that's where the rivalry between the American Athletic Conference comes. And that leads to Bob Bowlsby's anger at ESPN, because he believes that ESPN is trying to help the American Athletic Conference lure Big 12 teams instead of helping instead of helping the Big 12 lure the top teams out of the American Athletic Conference into their conference to add. So that's really where the scoreboard stands right now. It's AAC against Big 12 remaining.
Yeah, and why is the SEC? I know they. Some would say they're not done yet. Why wouldn't the ACC grab some of the teams that that you know that still remain here in the Big 12? Why don't you try to grab a couple of those? I mean, if you want to be in throwing the heavy punches, the ACC, you know, they've got that one team right now that kind of dominates, and that's Clemson. Now North Carolina will, and Mac Brown, his group, will be a little bit better each and every year that Mac's around and the recruiting's up. But the ACC is just kind of taking it. Speaking of a conference that's but as long as Notre Dame is playing in the other sports in there, they hold them to like they are in the ACC. But why don't you grab a couple of the ones that are left over in the Big 12? Isn't that close? Doesn't that help you a little bit?
I don't think. I think.
I mean, does it do anything for you?
I don't. For the SEC, I believe no.
Not for the SEC, for the ACC.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, and that's why I was asking my friend who's close to the Big 12 in this whole situation what he thinks, and, you know, is there interest from the other three of the Power 5 conferences? Because Big 12 is still considered a Power 5, even with 8, which is one of the advantages they have over the American Athletic Conference. But his blunt answer was, I don't think so. I don't think it just doesn't bring enough value to add new members, which is another mouth to feed on the revenue side. There's not enough value that comes with it to go there. Oklahoma State's built a nice program. Mike Gundy's been there 17 years and won a lot of football games. Same with Gary Patterson at TCU.
Wow.
But
them in the ACC, that's not bad.
But does it add value? It has nothing to do with the on-field product.
I don't know if it hurts. I mean, you've got other sports. I understand that.
I guess the
point
being, if you're going to add two teams, you then have to split the pie two more ways. Do they add enough value to earn that?
Does TV think that's valuable right. enough for you, too?
Well, and that's where – this is why the stuff with bowls being ESPN is funny, because ESPN is the market will tell you, is there any value in this? ESPN, if we add these two teams, would that bump up our – no, not really.
then why do it?
Then yes. Why do it? It becomes the question. And that again, that's where the Big 12 – two things are clear now as we hit Friday. Bob Bowlsby, the Big 12, the other eight are going to unite around the idea of making it as hard as possible on Texas and Oklahoma to leave. They're going to hold them to every letter of the contract.
And try to get every bit of the money.
That's only if they can remain a conference. And the only way they can remain a conference is if they can poach the top teams out of the American Athletic Conference.
Why weren't they thinking before? Why weren't you looking at Cincinnati? You know, we've already been talking about them like 8 years ago. Why haven't you brought them in?
Well, the answer to your question is this. They are shocked that Texas and Oklahoma left. They never thought this would happen, so they weren't thinking that way 10 days ago that they needed to add. And look, the conference, remember several years ago we had this conference, 2018. It was, should we expand? Should we invite Houston, BYU?
Yeah, I remember those, yeah.
And the 10 members decided, no, we want to stay. Because, again, every team you add, you have to divide the pie one more time. So we're happy taking the whole pie and dividing it by 10, not 12. And there's not two more programs out there that make it worth our while. So, and again, to your question of why weren't they doing that was why. They were happy at 10. Now the remaining eight are stunned that Texas and Oklahoma are leaving, and now they're, you know, staggered. They're flailing to try to figure out the next step, and the next step would be
to now invite them.
Now can we go get Cincinnati, Memphis, Houston, Central Florida? Can we go get the top of the American Athletic Conference to get us to 12, maintain our Power 5 status, which puts us a seat at the table when big decisions get made.
And why would Cincinnati, they would never say, I want to join. I mean, I would say, yeah, I'd like to be there, Cincinnati.
And again, this goes back to the root of Bob Bowlsby's anger. Because it's between two sides now. It's AAC against the Big 12.
Right.
And if the four are – and the reason the four would leave to join the Big 12 is the Big 12 maintains their Power 5 status.
Right.
So that's the leverage. Okay, come be in a Power 5 conference.
So ESPN quit poaching the other ones that we're trying to get right
now. And that's why Bowlsby's mad, because he feels like ESPN's putting their thumb on the scale to tip it to – instead of – because they would like to see the Big 12 collapse.
Of course.
Because if Baylor and TCU and Oklahoma State and Tech join the American Athletic Conference, well, now they're the Power 5 Conference, and the Big 12 disappears, and Texas and Oklahoma are out from under having to pay the $80 million out fee.
Bowlsby has something in his back pocket, because he's not going to say that if he does not.
Think about it. ESPN owes the Big 12 Conference $500 million in the next 4 years.
Yes.
$500. If you're ESPN and the Big 12 collapses, you don't owe that money. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, it'll be, you'll disperse that money in another way through the American Athletic Conference to Texas through the ACC or the SEC. But this is what this now is down to. If the Pac-12, ACC, and Big Ten are not interested in any of the remaining Big 12 product, it's about does the Big 12 survive and add on from the ACC, AAC, or does the AAC add the Big 12's top teams and they become the power conference and the Big 12 disappears?
How about that? How about the AAC all these years? They wanted, can we get in your conference? No. Now you may have to join us. Right?
Yeah.
Well, for both to survive, really.
Yeah. But as long as, and that's why Bowlesby, he's caught in the middle of that with ESPN. If they can maintain Power Five and leverage that into the four top schools or six top schools out of the, you know, I mean, out of the AAC, well, now all of a sudden your Big 12 is you know, it's not on par with the other four, but at the same time, it's a pretty good conference.
You're getting paid and you're playing.
Yeah.
And a seat at the table, at the big table.
At the big table, where the big decisions are made.
Right.
When the Power Five presidents get together to talk about expansion of playoffs and how the shape of college athletics will happen moving forward, you want that seat. Right now, the American Athletic Conference does not have that. Big 12 does. So that's where it stands. And at least 4 days into this thing, and obviously Texas and Oklahoma are on the side of they're kind of rooting for the American Athletic Conference to win that. Because that's also end that conversation with this. If the Big 12 survives and they indeed do win this power play, because it's survive in advance at this point.
Right.
If they can add those four or five or six teams out of the AAC, rebrand themselves, Texas will owe $80 million to leave if they want to leave before 2025.
And they're going to pay that. They don't want to pay it, but they're going to pay it anyway, or the SEC is going to help them
pay it. And I think that's fair to say, if you listen to Kevin Eltife and some others, they're prepared to pay it if they have to.
For sure.
Because an $80 million out fee, if you're going to make $80 million annually in a new deal.
Sounds like a better deal to me.
Right, and you're still owed a bunch of money from ESPN for the LHN. Longhorn Network, and you can roll some of that in to offset the cost of the buyout. I fully believe Texas is planning to play in the SEC in 2022.
Yeah, Bowlesby's doing what's best for. He still has to have a job. He still needs to be.
Well, he has to represent those other eight presidents.
Yes, he does.
Those other eight schools.
Because they've already come to him. It's not like he's doing this on his own. He's just somebody has to be the speaker for the other eight, and
that's,
he's still
that's
the speaker
for.
The, yeah, he's still the other. He's the speaker for the other eight too.
And that's who he works for. And clearly those other eight didn't get a very good response when they inquired about the Pac-12 or the ACC.
That's the one that's interesting to me.
And without that, now they're stuck.
Right.
We're either adding or we're collapsing. And it's between those two conferences at this point. And that, again, that goes to the cease and desist letter to ESPN. If they're tampering with that and they're trying to pick sides, that you understand why Bob Bowlesby is so furious at that. That, wait a second, you're our partner too here and you're choosing them over us. What are we doing here?
But you got to have something in your pockets. You keep talking.
Yeah. Well,
what
you better,
is it?
You better be able to prove it if you're going there. But I would also say this for Texas and Oklahoma. The last thing they want is an extended trial where people are under oath and depositions and, you know, who said what and when did this all start. You don't want that. That gets really messy. If you've been through a divorce, you know that.
Yeah, when Sankey and Bowlesby were arm in arm doing all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sankey was stabbing him in the Sankey was,
All right. So
take
that's the lay of the land as it sits on this Friday. Board of Regents meeting starts inside 33 minutes from right now. We come back. New feature on the horn on the B&E show. Open Line Friday. We call it What Zay You.
What Zay You?
With Isaiah Collier. So you get to call Zay if you get through his vigorous screening process.
And it is. Believe me, I've
vigorous
heard it.
And rigorous. We're going to take your thoughts on the Texas move to the SEC. If you're an Aggie fan, are you excited about it? If you're a Texas fan, are you angry about it? What about a Baylor fan? Let's take some good calls. 447-3776. And yes, before the end of the hour, we'll take the Maniacs on the Blitz.
The Loop 360 Capital Texas Highway traffic was affected for quite a while this morning near the Pennybacker Bridge, but it's open now, so both sides getting through just fine. We don't see any collisions or anything bothering you now. As we check, Ben White, headed toward that bridge toward Loop 360. On the westbound side, things are backing up there. Also on the westbound side from I-35 to South Congress is slow. Northbound I-35, Slaughter to Stastny, Old Torf to Cesar Chavez, stop and go. Westbound on 183, headed toward I-35. That's backed up toward 290. Southbound I-35, 183 to the deck, slow. And in the Round Rock area, you're pretty heavy toward Highway 79. 183 on the south side at FM 973, not far from Circuit of the Americas. You do have a crash there. Also, Ridgeline and Lake Line, a minor crash. That should be clearing. I'm Don Miller. That's traffic.
Seems obvious to me, folks, that if you're living your life in chronic pain and have been for some time and you have not called QC Kinetics, I got to wonder why. This seems like an obvious phone call you'd make. Because if you have chronic joint pain, right, you've got those achy, creaky knees or hip, back injury, like a sciatic nerve issue, or certainly the elbow or shoulder, wherever that joint pain is that is keeping you down, not allowing you to be the active and healthy person you want to be, getting up and doing those things. QC Kinetics wants to talk to you. They can help you through that pain, helping people all over Central Texas come out the other side pain-free and on the way to a full recovery. That's what it's about, because you know if you live in that chronic pain right now, your options are pretty minimal, right? You're either masking it with pain pills, pain injections, steroid injections, or the risk of and potentially long-term and costly surgeries. Well, go in and see QC Kinetics. Talk to them about the future, because the future is here. These are biologic therapies, regenerative solutions that can repair and restore the damaged tissue in those areas and get you through it. There are no drugs, no surgeries, no downtime in any of that, in any of those areas. Learn more about the available biologic options at two locations here in Austin. They've got one in Austin. They've got one in Round Rock as well. And it starts with a simple phone call to QC Kinetics at 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303 at QC Kinetics.
Penner Chevrolet knows how stressful buying a new vehicle can be, and that's exactly why we provide a low-pressure, high-knowledge buying experience. We won't be standing over your shoulder when you want to crawl in the back and press all the buttons, but the moment you have a question, we'll be there with an answer. Whether it's about the stereo or the undercarriage, nothing is over our head. For a better experience, come find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry, so after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Henna Chevrolet, we'll always stand by you. Find new roads.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Have you heard how amazing the deals are at Kohl's right now? Because it's unreal. You can shop the best active stuff from the biggest brands. I got 25% off Nike sneakers for me, 25% off Adidas shorts and tees for the kids, and Under Armour gear for my husband for under 40 bucks. I even got some Kohl's cash. So yeah, I'm for sure going back for round two. I mean, how could I not? Select styles, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Stop putting off LASIK. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. Call 512-596-2020 or go online to schedule your free consultation today. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
Hey folks, this is your lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. Often you hear me on these airways proudly boasting about Steiner Ranch Steakhouse. They have the best views along with the most exquisite cuisine and the best service of any restaurant in Central Texas. And it takes an exceptional team to make the Steiner Ranch Steakhouse experience truly special. And now my friends at Steiner Ranch Steakhouse are hiring at all positions, including managers, hostesses, servers, and line cooks as well. Steiner Ranch Steakhouse will be offering competitive wages for all new employees. Steiner Ranch Steakhouse is synonymous with exceptional style and impeccable standards. And that's because the Steiner Ranch Steakhouse team is an extraordinary group of men and women. And now it's your chance to join this all-star team by joining the staff of Steiner Ranch Steakhouse. For employment inquiries, please call Steiner Ranch Steakhouse at 512-381-0800 or visit SteinerSteakhouse.com to submit your resume and contact information. 512-381-0800. Remember, Steiner Ranch Steakhouse isn't just a steakhouse, it's an experience. So remember, you can experience it for yourself right there at Steiner Ranch Steakhouse.
Why do I run? Is it because I'm driven? Because I love the challenge? God, no. I do it for the beer. If you're the kind of runner who does it for the beer, this summer you can get one on us with the Michelob Ultra Beer Run. Grab your run buddies and get out there, because this summer there's beer at the finish line. Sign up at ultrabeerrun.com and trade your miles for beer.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here, so if your paint is fading, peeling, or cracking, Call the experts at CertaPro Painters. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. We take care of every detail, prepping, painting, and finishing on time. So before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com for a free estimate today. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
That digs on me. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Gold Digger's a theme this morning, a little bit, for sure. Some would argue that the eight remaining Big 12 teams have been Gold Diggers for a while. As Texas and Oklahoma created a lot of cash for them. And here's what Texas has, the eight little babies. Look, you have to understand why they're angry, but at the same time, Texas still has to do in Oklahoma what's best for them. But you understand, TCU, Texas Tech, these other schools, because of the TV rights deal they've been playing under, they've invested a lot of money in new facilities and athletics and grown their departments through that. And now there's a real risk that they're about to see a significant drop in what they make.
Yeah, they got paydays that are coming up for some of these buildings and stuff.
And they got bills to pay, yes.
And they have bills to pay, and yes. And you, and sometimes when you join a league or you join a team, you have some responsibilities, but how long do you have the responsibilities of what Texas and Oklahoma have been doing?
Correct. And so, again, it's not wrong or parallel to call it a divorce. And in a divorce, you come to a settlement. And what would that $80 million buyout that Texas will pay or ESPN will pay for Texas, however it plays out, that will be dispersed among the other eight teams, and they need that money. They would use that to pay bills. I mean, that's really what it's about, because they're about to see a pretty significant pay drop in what they make on an annual basis.
Sure.
If indeed they're not, you know, if they stay together and add to other teams, they're not going to make the $35 or $40 million on the annual basis that they were with Texas and Oklahoma in the conference. So call them babies if you want. They're just fighting for what it's going to take for them to survive moving forward, and we'll keep score on that. But Buck, you started it last week, so I'm going to hold you responsible,
horrible, man.
But
just horrible.
It's open line Friday. On Fridays now, we'll take some calls, some good calls. Good calls to hear your thoughts, because we get a ton of text messages every single morning and appreciate all the input. We get a lot of tweets. We get a lot of social media access, but don't take a lot of phone calls outside of the crazy blitz.
No.
But good calls. We'll do it like at the 30s, bottom of each hour on a Friday, to get some thoughts on the big stories of the week.
And if it's good, we won't even have to say all these things anymore. We'll just go to the bottom of the hours and say, let's go. We won't have to tell you how bad you are and what we do really, really well. We'll just take your calls if it's good, right?
Yeah, well, it'll be like Texas football in the SEC. If you rise up and deliver, then it'll be good. If you don't, you're going to get taken on the chin a little bit.
I just have a lot of doubts about their ability. I'm sorry.
TMZ, Isaiah Collier, it's called What Zay You. Who do we have first?
Moses from San Antonio.
Moses, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to listen to you guys this morning and every morning before my coaching and teaching responsibilities start up again. Hey, I got to say, you're putting a lot of pressure on me trying to make this a good phone call, so I'll give it my best. I'd like to point out that with the with Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC, I like to believe that this is an opportunity from the Texas Texas Athletic Department to reinvigorate the enthusiasm and the fandom from the season ticket holders and from all supporters of Texas athletics, especially Texas football.
Moses, that's a great
we
call.
Don't know how we won't.
That's a good call.
That is. I mean, that's a great thing. You're absolutely right. It is. It's invigorating to have, because all you hear of the Texas fans, you talk about these trips, bringing them here, having these people in Austin, Texas. That's a great call. You're right. And anything from whether it's swimming, basketball, football, baseball, I think that's true.
Well, I just 100% agree, and I think it's a huge part of it. I mean, it's not just one reason why this is happening, but it's a big-picture decision that's a good business decision for all the reasons. And NIL, name, image, and likeness, is big. You know, being a big dog, you go play against the big dogs in all sports, including football. And, yeah, I think the fan base, you know, has been apathetic. The performance on the field has led to that. But at the same time, you know, you look at the home schedule season to season, you're like, ugh. I really want season tickets for that.
It's true.
But, you know, you look at you just proposed some schedules that would start in 2022. Do I want season tickets? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, absolutely. You want season tickets with that home schedule that's coming in.
That makes sense. You're right. You're absolutely right. This fan base it's not that they don't, If I say they show up, people will start saying, Buck, quit it. They don't show. They're gone by the fourth quarter. This is going to keep you in the stands. This is going to pick up everything from concessions to gear, which you're already the top dog at it anyway. No, you're right. It does it, and it does it in all, I believe it does it in all the sports.
Well, and I was told, even at Big 12 Media Days, and now the fallout of this, well, this is a big problem, not just in Austin. It's across the country. SEC is dealing with issues of ticket sales, of getting people into seats, because it is so nice and luxurious to sit at home on your Tom
McKay, screen, yeah,
AV
you're right.
television and your air conditioning and watch the game, drink your own beer. And Texas has battled that. And I would say that if you talk to Ross Bjork and the people down at Texas A&M, they've seen a significant uptick. Whether they've won championships or not, boy, their game day atmosphere, their tailgating, the scene in and around Kyle Field, the crowds that they generate, I mean, that's excitement for your program, and I think that's a very, very big part of this moving forward. Who's next, TMZ?
We got Lance from the ATX.
What's up, Lance?
Lance, how are you, man?
Hey, how y'all doing, Buck and Aaron? Real quick question. How do y'all think this affects the Sun Belt? Because I believe there's probably a third party like Fox that's in there that's willing to try to take all these other eight teams with a league like the Sun Belt that's coming up, and they're actually trying to do stuff.
I said it earlier. I said, yeah, if I'm the Fun Belt and you're sitting around in these teams that are bottom dwellers or whatever, yeah, bring it in. Sun Belt was fun last year. It was fun for college football all over the place. Now, can they do that on a consistent every year, have your interest at Coastal Carolina, Texas State, places like that? I don't know. As I said, people like football. They want to see football. You got to go somewhere. And what the Sun Belt did last year, I was watching Sun Belt games, and it wasn't because I had coin on the Sun Belt games. It was just I watched.
Are you sure?
Well, I watched more Sun Belt last year than I ever did.
Oh, me too. Because guess what? Because there were more Sun Belt games on than ever before.
Right, and it was pretty exciting games.
Well, look, I mean, football is going to be played, right? I mean, they're going to play college football, and everyone has access to name, image, and likeness. So Jake Spavital at Texas State is allowed. His players can go out and market themselves, and can they make the same money they will at Texas or Alabama? No.
Mm-mm.
But they can make money, and that's a good thing. And look, the other part of this is the 12-team playoff expansion. I mean, a Sun Belt team legitimately, when the season begins, could play for a national championship under a 12-team playoff. That has never been the case. That has never been the case. You know, we talk a lot with former Texas State baseball coach Ty Harrington. Ty Harrington knew when his baseball team played, they could play to Omaha. They could win a national title. A team out of the Sun Belt won a national championship in college baseball with College of Charleston. So it can happen, but it could never happen before in college football. You could argue now that the Sun Belt and the lesser conferences will have a seat at the table when they go to 12 teams because, gosh, Coastal Carolina may have been in last year.
That's right.
And would they win as a 12-1 matchup with
They had a chance.
Alabama? Probably not.
They had a chance to play, though.
But were they in it?
Oh, you know what that would have done for that place? The money they would have brought in?
And I think that the trickle-down of that on a daily basis is you can sell that as a recruiter. Hey, look, why go be the third team player at the Power 5 program
when
you can be a starter here, play 4 years, and play for a national championship potentially? And play in huge bowl games at the end of a season. That's the growth, I think, for all parties. And obviously, the SEC is becoming more of a super conference than everybody else.
I'm not afraid of the Fun Belt, Louisiana. Bring it on. Let's go.
And I think, however, the Big 12 shakes out with the American Athletic Conference, that'll be a strong conference, too.
For sure.
And whatever it's called, the AAC or the American Conference or the Big 12, it'll still be a Power 5 deal that'll have, you know, a lot of access. So it's not like it's the end of the line for the TCUs and the Baylors and the Oklahoma States.
Right.
They're just going to make a little bit less money, and they got to get creative with how they generate funds, big picture. And by the way, since Texas and Oklahoma so dominated the Big 12, guess what? A program like Texas Tech and like TCU, they get to step up and be leaders within their conference.
That's true.
They get to step forward and actually lead
the conference.
By the way,
TCU is used to it when they were in
the WAC.
Yes, they were.
West.
And they were winning championships and going to big bowl games.
Well, and Gary Patterson won a Rose Bowl out
That's
of the
right.
Mountain West Conference. Beat J.J. Watt in Wisconsin with Andy Dalton. It can be done. It can be done. And it's not the end of the world. It's not ideal for those programs or the Sun Belt. But, you know, I think everyone with NIL and with the expanded playoff have opportunity. Last one, Zay. Who we got?
We got Bill, also from the ATX.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys, real quick, man, I love y'all's station. I'm a Baylor alum here in town, even though y'all ride us kind of hard sometimes.
Sorry.
Real quick, man, I think you guys are – y'all hit it right on the head. The Big 12 is going to add four teams, U of H, Memphis, UCF, and Cincinnati, because they have to. Those teams don't have options, and they need the money from UT and OU. I think that, you know, a conference like that, it can survive and might not be the best of the power – 5, but it could at least, you know, generate some revenue better than what they would get in, like, the Sun Belt or the AAC.
Thank you, Bill. You know what? They've already been surviving. That's the thing. It's not like they're not surviving.
The American Athletic, yeah.
Yeah, but them joining in gets them – it's going to get them more money than they're getting where they are right now.
Well, to me, that's where we are. The interesting part is how it shakes out. Do both conferences just merge together? Do they cherry pick? Because I think in the perfect world, they'd merge and become one conference.
Mm-hmm.
Big 12 would like to keep it the Big 12 so they can collect that money.
Of course they would, yes.
And maintain their status. But I think the caller's exactly right. Baylor, I mean, that's not a bad conference, right? You're no longer in a conference with Texas and Oklahoma, but you're in a conference now still with Oklahoma State, still with Texas Tech, still with TCU.
Adding Cincy.
Now you're playing Cincinnati and Memphis and Houston. SMU.
And good basketball.
Florida.
And good, decent basketball schools.
Really good basketball. You know, that's a – and let's be fair. We gave you the compare-contrast of the TV ratings when Texas or Oklahoma didn't play in a Big 12 game. You will be in a conference more on par with where you are, with who you are. Just like Texas is about to be in a conference that's more like them.
Right.
With their neighbors. The remaining 8 Big 12 schools would be in a conference that's more like them, too, where everyone's pretty
who's
even.
Not going to watch Texas Tech play Cincinnati? I would.
Oh, Memphis has been a really good program.
Right.
Houston, you know, they've made runs, and that's not terrible by any stretch. And if you're the that will not be a bad football.
Yeah, by the way, college football is still going to survive even with the super conferences.
Sure,
they just are.
Sure, it will. And there's always been a tier of college athletics, and there still will be. All right, we'll come back. Nice job, good job, Zay. That's a way to screen those good calls. We got a San Antonio call, an Austin call, and a Baylor.
Nice.
That's what's good, to get a variety of opinions on the show of the people. Coming back, we'll let the maniacs loose with the
now the
actual
real
blitz. Now the real fun begins.
Yeah.
Also, in Salacious Gossip Bucket, did you hear about the lady who won a gold medal at the Olympics thanks to a condom?
No, I haven't. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, that'll be Salacious Gossip.
What?
Juicy.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Well, you'll find out next in Salacious Gossip, brought to you by Bud Light.
Hi, I'm Diego Fagundes, and as part of a new team in town, I'm so happy I found Capital Chevrolet. I discovered how much they focus their customer experience. It starts with an open and friendly environment, salespeople trained to listen, and a lineup of cars and trucks you will be proud to own. So if you're a pro soccer player or a pizza delivery guy, you're treated with respect at Capital Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads. Details at CapitalChevy.com.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, your tailgating headquarters with a Texas-sized selection of lower-priced everything. Cheers to savings.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Remember, Coke Fest is a week away. 1 week from today will be the first night and day of Coke Fest 2021. Awesome lineup. Go check it out at CokeFest.com. Cole Wetzel, Aaron Watson, Corey Morrow, just on down the line. 2 days of great Texas country music in Hutto at Hutto Park at Brushy Creek. Great Bud Light opportunities there. That's next weekend. So go check that out. Bud Light, a big partner. And I'm going to be out at HEB tomorrow, Buck.
In the morning, right?
Yeah, 9 to 11 I'll be there. But from 10 to 2 tomorrow at the HEB at Hancock Center, right there on 35 at 41st Street, right in central Austin. HEB, our friends at Brown Distributing, teaming up for the children school supply drive. This is a tremendous thing.
So backpacks, right?
Well, backpacks, school supplies,
cool,
for the elementary schools throughout Central Texas. So, you know, everything a kid would need to go to elementary school, you can drop it off, donate, make a cash donation. That's where I'll be tomorrow, and they're going to be there 10 to 2 at the Hancock Center HEB. So come give. It really helps the underprivileged that you need a new backpack, you need some school supplies to start the school year next month, and that'll be tomorrow. So I'll be out there tomorrow 9 to 11 with our friends at Brown Distributing and HEB, and excited about that. Pretty good stuff there. So 9 to 11, they'll be there 10 to 2.
Awesome.
HE Buddy will be there too. You know, the costume guy, the HEB, what do you call it?
They've got one of those dudes?
Yeah, HE Buddy.
I didn't know that.
HEB. Yeah, he's like the mascot.
No Ronald McDonald, but HEB's got one going on?
Oh, yeah. He'll be there.
Sweet.
Be a lot of fun. So, and the For the Children group will be out there collecting school supplies, and you can donate that. You'll look for that at any of your local HEBs to help out the youngsters out there that are not going to be as virtual this year. But by the way, that's changing by the day too.
Yeah, really.
With all the things we're seeing. All right, so let's go. Salacious Gossip, Dateline Tokyo, the Olympics. We know that relations are rampant at the Olympic Village, typically, right? No secret that past Olympics they've handed out hundreds of thousands of condoms to the participants of the Olympic Games, male and female. Who knows what goes on in that Olympic Village? They could write books. But what happens in the village stays in the village.
Supposed to.
Well, turns out one of those condoms helped an Australian kayaker win a bronze medal. She won a bronze medal. Her name is Jessica Fox. So here's the deal.
Okay.
The contraceptive became a valuable thing, not for birth control, but Australian kayaker Jessica Fox used the condom to apply and save her Olympic dreams. So her kayak cracked. And so it was not going to be functional. And in real time, she had to get it fixed. So they put this, they had to put this glue to fix it. But they needed something to hold it. So she took one of the Olympic condoms, and that became like the Band-Aid. And it was waterproof because it's a condom.
Trojan man.
So she stuck the condom on top of the whatever the glue stuff, the epoxy they put on it. And it worked. And she won a bronze medal. If not for the condom, she would have not been able to compete and win the bronze medal.
That's awesome, man.
So there we go. Props to her. That is a good thing. She won a bronze. And props to the United States. They're now up to 41 medals. Hey, Zay, USA basketball plays this weekend, right? They got to play the Czech Republic. They need to win that with Kevin Durant and Greg Popovich and company to get into the medal round where the medals will be decided.
Got to play France again.
Well, that would be a medal round. You've already lost to them in pool play.
That's right.
Hey, you feel bad at all for Russell Westbrook, who just got traded to Washington from Washington to L.A.? Just last year, he sold his multi-million-dollar Beverly Hills mansion, like just last August. Just sold it. He just sold it.
I don't feel bad for that dude. That guy's getting $40 million this year, $44 next year. I'm going to worry about him.
You know, at some point, why did I sell that? And that just like California home prices are through the roof, too, so now he's got to go back and buy a house.
Need to go to Austin. That's what he's talking about. Why don't I come to Austin with my money and buy a house?
He's from L.A. Go stay with moms.
That's true. Stay in his mom's basement.
He had that. I'm sure he did pretty well on the house in Beverly Hills when he sold it. But, you know, he's like, oh, man, now I get traded. But he'll do all right. He's going to L.A. to play for the Lake Show. And somebody asked us in Salacious Gossip, who was the last college basketball team to have three players drafted in the NBA draft and not get out of the first round of the NCAA tournament? Fair question. I don't believe, let me check this again, no players from Abilene Christian were drafted last night.
I don't think so.
Zero.
None.
Zero.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to your blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
You know what? With the open lines on Fridays for talkers, now the Blitz becomes, you guys are like the Big 12. You are now the Big 12. First Blitzer, you're up. Oh, and speaking of the Big 12. What the hell is that, Tavo?
God, that hurts my ear.
My new air horn, Toto. You never heard of the air horn?
Yeah,
I did. Happy Friday, Toto.
Yeah.
New air horn, dude, rocks pretty good. And then, Toto, what was that, dude? Was I listening to the Craig Way show? Did you guys set those calls? Zay buddies calling in. It was all a setup. Sounded like I was listening to the Shirts and Skirts show.
Shirts and Skirts.
Shirts and Skirts. Next Blitzer,
so
you're up.
Noon today.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
Aaron Hogan, thank you for visiting me at my town hall on LSD this past week in Chicago. I do want to formally accept the position on Austin Radio Network. Can't wait to start our morning show. Mornings with Bob and Aaron.
No.
Bob Stoops.
This is Bob Stoops. That's right. He's going to be in Fox. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buggy.
Yes, what's up?
When LSU plays Texas, are you going to sing Reunited and It Feels So Good to Kim Mulkey?
She's going to be back in my life again. You don't know what that
can't
does.
Get rid of her.
You know what that does for me.
Now Vic Schaefer can go beat her.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, y'all trying to make it sound like this super conference is good for the small schools. Pull up that Nick Saban interview last week from Marty and McGee.
Yeah, we are trying to help them out a little bit on the way out.
I mean, I don't know if you can put an adjective on it. Good. It's not the end of the world, though.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
They're still going to be a functioning conference.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
First of all, don't believe any old man says that he's going to be watching a Cincinnati-Texas Tech game, because that's the same old man that's going to be saying he's watching a Memphis-Iowa State game. And remember the whack of the 80s when it was really good? And look at it now, because that's what's happening in the Big 12.
Ooh. Yeah. Next Blitzer, you're up. All right, next blitzer, talk to us.
Pimpin'!
Where you been, Big Man? What's going on, Big Pimpin'?
Hey, Big Pimpin' B and Peepin' E. What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, I just got something for those Aggies. I know you guys are mad, but I'm telling you, we're going to get that horn and go long.
There you go.
Hook 'em. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em. Next blitzer, you're up.
Condoms. Who needs condoms? This is Philip Rivers.
No, Philip Rivers has a brood of children.
I think he's like 12?
Double digits.
12 kids.
Next, Philip Rivers is heading to the TV booth, by the way.
Next blitzer, you're up.
This idiot on Paul Feinbaum.
Yep.
Didn't want Texas in the conference because it was going to pollute their neighborhood. Are you kidding me? 8 of the 14 programs are on probation from the NCAA.
Wow.
Hypocrites.
Next blitzer, you're up.
As Craig Way says about the Texas OU game, it's a street fight. Now every week's a street fight. And either you boys haven't been in a street fight or it's been too long. You don't go into a street fight hoping you don't get your ass kicked. Because you will get your ass kicked.
Next blitzer, you're up.
Buggy, while you're considering going to see your side piece, Kim Mulkey, in Louisiana, don't forget that your other side piece, Karen Ashton, is now back in coaching at UTSA.
What?
Yeah, she's the head coach.
She's just around the corner?
Roadrunners now, Roadrunners.
Wow. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, it's a medical fact. If you took Digger's brain and shoved it up in that fast, it'd be like a BB in a boxcar.
Medical certainty.
Next blitzer, you're up.
So who got the better deal? A&M paid $75 million for Jimbo to turn around their program, or Texas paying $76 million just to get to play A&M?
Yeah, huh. No, I think LHN, ESPN will pay that.
That's great. Not going to be a problem. Next blitzer,
happily
talk to
do
us.
It.
Hey, before we end the show, this is Pimpin'. First of all, that Aggie guy, come on, guy. Come on, guy. Your mom and dad is your aunt and uncle. Let's stop it. And second of all, I'm hiring that kayaker lady. She stays prepared. Hook 'em.
She does.
She does kind of stay prepared.
Shut it down.
Man.
That
was a MacGyver move, man. I was like, okay, I got a kayak. What am I got? What do I have in my kit? I got a condom. Got some glue.
I knew that those things were good for something. I knew they were really good for... Oh, I'm sorry. They're good for other things, too, yeah. Wow.
Hey, all right, we'll come back. We'll talk more about, obviously, the big stories of the morning. There are about 20 of them. 9 o'clock. It is right now. That means the Board of Regents meeting is... beginning over at the University of Texas, so we'll keep our eyes on that breaking news potential this morning. B&E with you on a Friday.